Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Tini. National Testing Agency, NTA, has postponed the UGC NET December 2024 exam, which was scheduled on Wednesday. In a statement, NTA said it has received representations to postpone the UGC NET examination on account of Pongal, Makar Sankranti and other festivals on 15 January. The new date of the exam will be announced later. NTA said the examination scheduled on 16 January will be conducted as per the earlier schedule. President Draupadi Murmu has said that livestock plays an important role in the rural economy and rural household income. The president said this while virtually inaugurating cow induction, gift milk and market support for Odisha State Cooperative Milk Producers Federation initiatives of the National Dairy Development Board from Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. She said, India has a diverse range of livestock breeds, and all those breeds have contributed to the rich agricultural heritage of the country. President Murmu highlighted that several measures and policy efforts have been taken by the government for breed development and genetic upgradation of livestock.
मेरा प्रसन्नता का विशेष कारण ये है कि आज का ये कार्यक्रम केटल के स्वास्थ्य के साथ साथ हमारे बच्चों के स्वास्थ्य भी जुड़ा है. पशुधन ग्रामीण अर्थव्यवस्था एवं ग्रामीण घरेलू आय से एक महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाता है.
Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, said the central government is keen to promote water sports and tourism in Nagaland. The union minister said this at the second meeting of the Inland Waterways Development Council, the apex meet for policy deliberation on the promotion and propagation of inland waterways in India, on 11th January at Kaziranga in Assam. He said preparation of DPR is already underway for Nune and Shiloy Lake. Mr. Sonowal said preparation of DPR for development of IWT in Doyang Lake is also being considered. Member of Parliament Lok Sabha S. Pongmeren Jamir attended the Telecom Advisory Committee meeting of BSNL Nagaland Business Area held at the BSNL State Branch Office in Dimapur yesterday. During the meeting, MP Jamir emphasized the importance of achieving the common goal of providing reliable, robust and affordable telecom connectivity to the people of Nagaland. General Manager of Nagaland Business Area, BSNL, MG Mufti, provided an overview of the organization's recent achievements in the state despite facing numerous challenges. He also outlined the future plan of action to strengthen BSNL services in Nagaland. The meeting saw extensive discussions on various issues related to telecom services in the state. Union Minister of State for Port, Shipping and Waterways, Shantanu Thakur, visited Peren District and interacted with district officials, representatives of the tribal hohos, town councils and village councils on 12th January, taking note of activities implemented in the district under centrally sponsored schemes and challenges highlighted. The union minister assured that he would intervene and ensure that the issues are resolved. Several proposals like construction of waterways, shipping in Barak River, construction of Ames Hospital in Peren District and construction of road from Monglio to Kelma, among others, were submitted by the hohos. Mr. Thakur also paid a visit to New Peren Village and Jalukit Town and interacted with the beneficiaries of PMAYG, Jal Jeevan Mission and PMAYU. Advisor for CAWD and Taxes Kade Chokamo encouraged the youth to pursue sports with dedication, emphasizing the transition of sports from a leisurely activity to a legitimate career option. He made these remarks while addressing the 50th anniversary celebration of the Sekrezu Area Sports Association come 40th sports meet held at Sekrezu Town in Peg District yesterday. Mr. Kamo highlighted that sports now provide not only fame but also financial security and employment opportunities. Highlighting on Chief Minister's microfinance scheme and the state health insurance scheme, the advisor urged the youth to take full advantage of these opportunities for their personal and professional growth. And in local sports, the 14th edition of the Lotha Football Championship kicked off yesterday at the public ground in Woka. Organized by the Woka District Football Association, 14 teams are participating in the tournament. The opening match saw an exciting encounter between Nitsuyan and 11 brother Chukitong ending in a 2-2 draw. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.